If lapatinib were approved and available, what would you be using as first-line therapy of metastatic disease in a patient who never got trastuzumab?
I would certainly use our TCH regimen, weekly paclitaxel, carboplatin, trastuzumab.
What about the patient who's had prior trastuzumab?
In this setting, I mean, that is another fascinating idea because the FDA approval of lapatinib will be combination capecitabine and lapatinib after AT and trastuzumab. However, in practice, we clearly know that we've continued trastuzumab beyond progression. So another trial, Neil, that we're proposing, and I hope to get support from many colleagues, is to do a practical study in a patient who has received trastuzumab-containing regimen who develops progressive disease. Strategies could be an all-oral regimen, capecitabine in combination with lapatinib, or an all-IV regimen that is very well tolerated, vinorelbine trastuzumab. That trial will give us the answer that we're looking for.
But I guess one big issue there would be the time since completion of the adjuvant trastuzumab. How would you sort of factor that in?
I would allow any patient, irrespective of when they develop the progression, because what I want to do is a study that is practical in terms of practice. And this is the question that we all have as clinicians. Should we move to lapatinib or can we continue trastuzumab? So I look forward to generating this study in the next few months.
I was just thinking, you know how we have these day-long think tanks in breast cancer? You've been involved with
this. Right.
I think I should do a day-long think tank just with you. I mean, like, we're almost done. We haven't all these hormone things. We haven't had a chance to talk about. But anyhow.